This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, I mean, again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to ESF, even as well our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your reality and to interact and to share with ESF you. Now, as always, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists the opportunity for each of you to be involved in what are referred to as the silent communication. The opportunity for you to enter into an utter state of consciousness, what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that utter state of consciousness, have a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you might refer to as your higher self or that fuck up consciousness that you are. And as always, the information you receive once again is much more pertinent to your individual needs and requirements than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary, and can be much more beneficial in your so-called day-to-day activities and reality creation process. Of course, as always, as well, that choice is up to you, absolutely. Now, let's talk about your so-called history on your Earth systems in your vibrational level. And it becomes a difficult topic because, you see, time and space, once again, are only realities that exist in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusionary reality, this time and space concept, but nonetheless, one which, as participants in this creation process, in this vibrational level, each of you have agreed to participate and to sustain and to become involved in, to utterly become immersed in that type of reality creation process where you limit your capacity to understand the illusion of a process and reality that you're experiencing, particularly in terms of the time and space concept, some of the more difficult realities or belief systems for you to alter. And so, to attempt to give you an explanation of your past or your history must be based upon your belief in time and space in order for it to have some type of relativity that you can grasp and understand when compared to your belief systems and when compared to your reality creation process. And yet, once again, it's illusionary. It doesn't exist. Many individuals question, how long have you been involved in this reality? Well, you see, that how long is based on that concept, once again, of time and space. You enter into this vibrational level with the limitations that you put in place, that you choose to participate in and to validate and to perpetuate, by choice, your own free choice. There's not some individual that says you must be here. It's your choice to be here. And as a result of that choice, you also agree to participate in the perpetuation of those so-called human consciousness belief systems. And so, how long have you been here? Is based upon, once again, your belief in that concept of time and space, because time and space are illusionary. And so, entering into this vibrational level means that you are here throughout the entire encompassment of the existence of your reality in this vibrational level. It becomes a difficult concept for you to grasp. Absolutely. And so how long have you been here really has no relativity. It has no meaning. It makes no sense in the real world, in your other states of consciousness. And so when an individual chooses to enter into this vibrational level, You're in for the entire gamut, if you wish. You're here for the entire existence, because you choose. It's important to understand that you're here by choice, not because some individual, once again, has decided that you must be here. But when you choose to enter into the vibrational level, in other levels of consciousness from which you create your reality, when there is no concept of time and space, then you have the entire experience. And so an individual, once again, to attempt to give you an explanation based upon your belief in time and space, an individual who chooses to enter into your vibrational level at this point in time, is an individual who, at other levels of consciousness, is experiencing the entire reality in your entire system, in your entire vibrational level, which means that you experience what we refer to as your so-called history in the Lemurian period. Each of you have been involved in that type of creation. By simply choosing, once again, to enter into the vibrational level, you choose to be involved in all of the entire process of the creations, including all of the so-called incarnational periods that you might be involved in. And it doesn't mean that you're involved in existing in every particular lifetime. Absolutely not. We're not saying that you're existing on this earth throughout the entire span of time in terms of your belief in time and space, so that you look at your past history and you question, have I been on a so-called incarnational quest and experience throughout every moment and second of that entire history. No, you have not, unless of course you choose to believe that you have. You see, that's the irony. It's your creation. It becomes, once again, very difficult to give you an explanation, because you look at the past and say, well, that's how it was. If I wasn't here, for example, in the 14th century, in our so-called past, then how can I be there at any time in the 14th century now? Because that's past. The irony of it is that your past is well within your grasp to alter and change, not only well within, but you do alter and change it regularly as both a human consciousness and as individuals involved in the creation process. You change your past. But you see, in order to validate your belief in time and space, you in your so-called awakened consciousness state believe that the past is fixed, it's permanent, it's something that's already occurred. Many of you believe that you can indeed retain memories of other incarnational periods that you were involved in, but have difficulty believing that you can alter those realities. Yet in your future, which is for all intents and purposes no different than your past, you accept that it's possible for you, through choices and decisions and through holding various belief systems, to alter your so-called future. Well, the past, you believe, is set in stone. You can't alter that. The irony of it is that it all exists in the now, and you experience that entire gamut, if you wish, that entire creation process when you choose to enter into this vibrational level, when you agree to participate in the creation process that is unique in this vibrational level due to the limitations that you put in place. And so each of you, existing within this vibrational level, have experienced what we refer to as the Lemurian periods. And in that particular space of time, if you wish, you, as individuals existing within this vibrational level, were much more consciously aware of the creation process and of your capacity to move between so-called conscious awake incarnational states and your so-called between incarnational states. In other words, you understood the possibility of, within a certain incarnational period, experiencing other levels of consciousness while remaining within that incarnational period. You could exist in that Lemurian period and disappear, if you wish to use that terminology, alter your consciousness to where you were existing in the so-called between incarnational state, and that level of consciousness that's one step beyond your so-called dream state, and return to your so-called awakened consciousness state and reappear. You had at that time the belief systems that was put in place to allow you to be involved in that type of existence and in that type of experience. The problem with that type of experience is that it limits your capacity to, in your awakened consciousness state, truly believe that this is all there is. It limits your capacity to indeed have the intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience when you believe you're not in control. And so you, as a human consciousness and as individuals, chose to enter into what we refer to as the Atlantean period. And in that period, indeed, you strengthened, if you wish, the so-called veil. That veil which you, at this particular point in your time, have chosen to alter once again. But in the so-called Atlantean period, and we would suggest that there were three Atlantean periods, you chose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy in a manner that had not been present in the so-called Lemurian period. Now, in that first Atlantean period, you indeed had experiences where there were overlaps, if you would, of individuals who still choose to participate and to be involved in the so-called Lemurian type of creation process, and those who were altering into the so-called Atlantean experience. As it is now that you enter into the so-called New Age and New Energy, you will have those entities who choose to be involved in the so-called Old Age and Old Energy, and those who wish to be involved in the New Age and the New Energy, and those who reincarnate, your next generation, in all likelihood, will be involved in that so-called New Age, although not absolutely necessary that everyone is involved in that New Age and New Energy. It may be several generations before the majority of entities are involved in the New Age, New Energy process, where you consciously are aware that it's possible to alter your reality by altering your belief systems. And so it was in that so-called Lemurian period that individuals continued, as you entered into the Atlantean period, to indeed retain many of the abilities that were present in the Lemurian period with regards to the creation process and the understanding in the awakened consciousness state of their ability to influence the creation by altering their belief systems. Something which has not altered, never been changed, is just that you believe it's changed. You limited your capacity through choice to have that ability to be aware of your creation process, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. And so you were in that first Atlantean period. And at the end of that Atlantean period, indeed, you as a human consciousness chose to once again to alter the entire energy that's comprised in your reality. And so, for all intents and purposes, you eliminated that energy and recreated it in a different form. And in that recreation, indeed, you, as a human consciousness, agreed to strengthen once again that veil. And so that Lemurian carryover of individuals who had that capacity to be consciously aware of the creation process in the so-called second Atlantean period did not exist anywhere near to the extent that they did in the first Atlantean period. And so you went through that whole process once again of creating. It's interesting, perhaps from your perspective of wondering about your past or your history, to note that it was in that so-called Second Atlantean period possible for you to still understand to a certain extent that much of the creation process and the energy involved in that creation process came from within the earth of you. And as a result of that understanding, you had access to that energy, which is an energy that is used and utilized in the creation of your entire vibrational level. You had, through the understanding of that access to that energy, a much more advanced technological society than what you live in your so-called present. Now, for many, that's a very difficult concept to grasp, that you, in that so-called Second Atlantean period, had the capacity to travel throughout your entire universe with very few limitations. You had access to an energy that's still available to you, only you don't believe it in this particular incarnational period in your so-called present, the situation and existence. That energy is available. It's not changed. The only thing that's changed is your belief system in the creation process. Nothing has changed other than your choice to alter your belief system and to make that change, to make that reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state seem more outside of your capacity to control. And once again, the reason for doing that is very simple. It allows you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, which is why you choose to enter into this vibrational level and why you choose to stay in this vibrational level. And so you were in the so-called Second Atlantean period that we refer to. And once again, we reached a point whereby there was a tendency to believe that by altering the energy, you once again could limit your capacity to understand your creation process in your awakened consciousness state, and as a result of that alteration, increase the intensity of the emotions and feelings that you are experiencing, and so you entered into the third Atlantean period. And when you went through the third Atlantean period, in which your creation process is much more limited from a conscious standpoint than there was in either of your previous so-called existences, like the second and first and Lemurian periods, nonetheless, was still more advanced than what it was in the next period, which was what you would now, in your so-called history, refer to as the beginning of this civilization, the beginning of so-called the dawn of mankind, if you wish, whatever terminology you wish to apply to it. So in that third Atlantean period, the limitations were greater again in terms of your understanding the creation process. More difficult, if you wish, in terms of the ability to tap into that source of creation, the understanding of the belief systems that were responsible for the experiences. And as a result, once again, of that limitation, you enhance the experience. It seems more real. It seems like you're not in control. The illusion becomes real. The altered state of consciousness becomes the illusion, and the reality in your awakened consciousness state seems to be what's really solid, what's beyond your capacity to influence. Ironically, it's the other way around. But you chose, once again, to put that in place. And you ended that third Atlantean period, and you once again strengthened the veil and entered into your so-called present or beginnings of what your scientists like to refer to as the dawn of mankind, with an even stronger veil. Same entities. Nothing changed in terms of existing within your vibrational level.
every entity existing within your vibrational level, once again, at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, has had and is involved in those experiences. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that this time and space concept exists. And so it's not something that, well, this individual has been around for a long time, and so they've had that experience. Not at all. Every entity existing within this vibrational level has that experience. It's why you come. It's why you choose to be involved in this vibrational level. And so in this next existence after the so-called third Atlantean period, you once again strengthened the veil. You once again limited your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state the concept of creation. You limited your capacity to grasp the absolute true understanding of who and what you truly are. You strengthened the veil. You strengthened that electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout each and every atom of your entire universe that limits your understanding of who and what you truly are, limits your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state and indeed through other levels of consciousness what your creation process is, and indeed limits other individuals or entities existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere in your creation process, to break the bubble, so to speak, to come in and suddenly touch you in some manner and make you entirely enlightened so that you're aware of your creation process. You limit that capacity. There are other entities interested in observing your reality, because it's a rather unique reality. It doesn't exist throughout any of the other vibrational levels, and it's interesting. That's why we are interested. That's why we are involved. But as we've suggested so many times, all that we can do is suggest to you your creation process, attempt to put in front of you some type of a limited explanation so that you can, if you wish, choose to go with the inside and to find the answers for yourself, for it is indeed within your capacity to do so. Each of you has that ability. So you were in this so-called dawn of civilization, the beginning of your modern civilization. It's rather interesting to see individuals who are involved in your so-called modern civilization in this dawn of humanity, who, due to their different choices and decisions, have remained in what you refer to as a primitive society, remained in what your scientists would refer to as the Stone Age, or in other instances as the Iron Age, where there was the slight progression from the Stone Age. And then you have at the other end of the spectrum, so to speak, those that are involved in the technological revolutions and understanding of the workings of the technological advances that you seemingly have made in your present existence in societies. What's interesting is that that individual or those societies that are existing in that so-called Stone Age have absolutely no trouble mentally grasping some of these so-called advanced technological explanations for the existence of in the creation of your reality. Those individuals who seemingly have not evolved because they're existing in that Stone Age have nonetheless a mental capacity to understand indeed the workings of your modern society.
some of those individuals have within one generation gone from being in the Stone Age into your so-called Space Age, and not only gone from one particular level of development to the other, but done so with amazing ease, and have, in many instances, adapted quite well. If the evolution is there, rather than understanding that indeed each entity has within them that capacity to create their own reality, if that the so-called limitation is there, then indeed the limitation through the evolution process might suggest that those individuals who are existing in that Stone Age would not have evolutionarily progressed far enough in order to grasp the concepts of your modern society. And it's really not that way. It's really not that way. And so what is the understanding of what's occurring in your creation process? Time and illusion. Time and space, rather, are illusionary. They don't exist except in your awakened consciousness state. Every entity existing within your vibrational level is equal to no more and no less than any other entity existing within your vibrational state. If there's an entity that has a limited so-called mental capacity in your awakened consciousness state, it's because of a choice that's been made in an altered state of consciousness to put in place the belief systems that result in that limited capacity. Their choice. If there is entities existing in experiences, the so-called Stone Age existence, when there are these so-called parallel existences in your modern society, they exist in that so-called Stone Age existence because of their choice. Because of belief systems that they put in place. Because that's what they desire to experience. And once again, the reasoning is quite simple. It's so simple, it's alarmingly disarming. And that is, you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience the intense ranges of emotions and feelings when you are existing in an awakened consciousness state that you believe is not your creation and that you will not accept the full responsibility for the creation of. It's that simple. And so there are indeed those entities existing in these other levels of advancement in terms of your societal beliefs through their choice. You as individuals have had those experiences in your so-called past incarnations. And you have indeed experienced the Lemurian and the first, second, and third Atlantean periods in the present creation process that you're involved in. And you are experiencing other creations as well in your so-called future. You just don't believe that. It's a difficult concept for you to grasp. And yet when you enter into this vibrational level as an entity desiring to be involved in the creation process and in the experiences that are available in this creation process, when you enter into this vibrational level and you agree to put in place the limitations and to participate in creation with those limitations in place, then indeed you experience the entire spectrum of the vibrational level from beginning to end. And ironically, there is no beginning or end, because beginnings and ends only exist when the belief is in place for some type of time or space. It becomes difficult to give you an explanation that is even close to being how the reality is. Because you see, if we suggest to you that there's no beginning and end, then your awakened consciousness state You don't believe that it's possible for you to leave this vibrational level. Because you believe in that time and space concept. How long do you have to be here?
Many individuals go through an incarnational period, not only one, but many times several, because you see the beliefs that you have in one incarnational period indeed are influencing other realities that you're experiencing, as those are influencing this reality that you're experiencing in this awakened conscious state that you're in this incarnational period. And so you look at your awakened conscious state in this incarnational period, and many entities ask the question, why are we here and how long do we have to stay? Well, we've given you that answer many times. You're here because you choose to be. That's why, because you want to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. How long do you have to stay? You can leave whenever you wish. You see, you're here because you choose to be here, not because you have to be here. And so, how long is once again based upon your belief in time and space that don't really exist. You're not locked into this vibrational level. You're here by choice. You can and will leave by choice as well. But it becomes a difficult concept when we suggest that you're involved in some type of future incarnation because you believe in this passage of time and space. Well, if it's a future incarnation, must mean I'm going to have to be around for a few hundred more years before I'm going to get out of here. Well, not really. Because time and space are illusions. You can leave whenever you wish. We've suggested many, many times that there are but three truisms that you cannot alter. The one is that you are the God that you search for. The second is that you create your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And the third is that you cannot fail to come to an understanding of who and what you truly are and to make the choice to leave this vibrational level. You cannot fail. It's a no-fail deal. You're here by choice and you can leave by choice. There's no entity suggesting that you must go through certain levels of learning or processing or enlightenment or whatever terminology you wish to apply. Unless, of course, you wish to have that experience. If you wish to have that experience, you can have it. It's not right or wrong, but it doesn't in any way alter the fact that it's your choice or alter the fact that you can and will have the opportunity to decide to leave this vibrational level. You will decide, not some other entity, not some other power, not some other creation process. You, as entities, will decide. Your choice. You cannot fail. You absolutely cannot fail to come to that position, if you wish, to that level of consciousness, and to make the choice. And the irony of it is, that's where it becomes difficult for you to grasp, is that you make that choice on a regular basis. Continuously. That's why you're still here. Continuously, you make that choice. When we say that you cannot fail and you will have that opportunity, the opportunity is there. It's a constant thing because time and space are illusions. You're here because you choose to be here. You experience the entire realm, the entire spectrum of your existence in this vibrational level, from the so-called beginning, which there is really no beginning, of the Lemurian period, to the very end, and there is really no end. It's based upon your belief systems. There is no beginning or end. It all exists in the now. You are so much more than what you can indeed even begin to comprehend in your awakened consciousness state. You are entities that are having those experiences in those other vibrational levels and having those experiences in those other incarnational periods throughout your entire so-called history. And indeed your entire future. You're involved in the entire process of your so-called past, present, and future. You are all that is. It becomes difficult for you to grasp that. We understand it. And yet, if you can grasp
that you are indeed the creators of your reality, then you can, as you enter into this new age and new energy, also grasp the concept that if you create it, then you can change it. And if you alter your beliefs, you will alter your reality. And once again, many times, the key to that understanding is with inside. And each of you can go with inside and grasp that understanding. Get glimpses of the concept of who and what you truly are. Get glimpses of the so-called level of consciousness from which you create this reality. And be, if even only for a moment or two, entirely engulfed in that concept of absolute and unconditional love. The only limitation is your belief. The only limitations are the ones that you choose to put in place. Your choice. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. We would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and peace.